When I left Sweden on the 27th of September, I took a flight to Berlin on SAS, one of the world's most, if not the world's most reputable airline. My luggage disappeared. That was the I was the only case in that plane. It was a direct flight within the Schengen zone.
Julian, we only have 5 seconds. Are you planning to release the remainder of the Afghan war documents?
Yes, we're working on that.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Democracy Now! Is a listener-supported grassroots global news hour. You make it possible when you donate at democracynow.org. Thank you so much.
And the time is... Excuse me. Now, Amy, enough, Amy. You had an hour just now. Now it's my turn. It's 6 o'clock. Time once again for... an exciting edition of Off the Wall on WUSB Stony Brook. Good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening. Quite an interview with Julian Assange we just heard on Democracy Now! And yeah, it's a story that never dies. I guess that's what happens when you have a plethora of leaked documents. You can just keep releasing them, and it just never ends, because there's always a scandal. There's always information that people do not want you to have access to. This is what it's all about, folks. This is what everything tonight is all about, that we'll be talking about. It's about control. It's about access. It's about restrictions. All sorts of things like that. And ways to get around them. Ways to defeat the system. Ways to come out victorious. Now, the WikiLeaks thing... again, is a major story, but this time I think it's probably hitting the media in a far more positive way than it ever has before, because instead of simply going after the people who leaked the documents and starting some kind of a witch hunt, we're actually listening to what is in the documents. We're listening to what is coming out of all of this. And that, to me, is the issue. That is always the issue. I saw a recent poll on Euronews asking if if it's justified to release sensitive information like this, as WikiLeaks has done. 85% of the people said yes. And I think you'll find that reflected no matter where you are in the world. People want to know. People feel they have the right to know. People don't like information to be restricted and kept from them. So yeah, if we went to Iraq under false pretenses, if once we were there, we took part in atrocities or allowed atrocities to happen, that kind of thing needs to be known, needs to be discussed. Now, I'd like to play an excerpt of a talk that we held this summer at the Next Hope Conference, where Julian Assange was scheduled to be the keynote speaker. Obviously, because everything hit the fan, he wasn't able to get into the country. We were able to have a very impressive substitute also from WikiLeaks. But what I'm going to play for you now is an excerpt from a panel that we had it was called the Informant Panel. That was a nice phrase for it, to give you a very quick synopsis of the whole thing. These documents, most likely these documents that we're looking at now and learning so much from, they came from a source within the military. And it's quite possible that source was a particular... he's a kid, he really is. He's just in his early 20s. He's idealistic and somebody who felt that the world deserved to know this. Somebody who seems to be in accordance with what the world thinks. Now, again, nothing has been proven because things have not come to court. But if this is in fact true, then the person who leaked these documents was turned in by somebody within the hacker community. And we had the person in the hacker community who did this, name of Adrian Lamo. We had him on stage at the Next Hope Conference taking questions from the audience, taking questions from other panel members, including myself, Kevin Mitnick, Fiber Optic, Bernie Ass, people like that, and basically just confronting the issue head on. The reason we're playing this tonight is because it's part of a package deal we're offering as part of our fundraiser. And yes, we are having a fundraiser too. I was tuning around on the FM dial on the way over here, and every single station is having a fundraiser. Yeah, I guess it's just that time of year. But let me say to you folks, we really, really need your support, because things are constantly falling apart here, and we put so much work into the place, and we try so hard, and we really need to keep going. And it's because of that control of information that we know it's important. We know there are people who are poised to jump on any frequency on the AM or FM dial so that they can control the information and what you hear. What we do at WUSB is we try to open it up to as many people as possible, to as many viewpoints as possible, as many types of music as possible, and of course, all different perspectives of the news. That's why your phone call is 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB, is so important to us. For a pledge of $75, which is a steal for what you're going to get, you will get 40 DVDs, 40 DVDs, yes, and those DVDs will contain various talks from the Next Hope, including the one we're about to hear an excerpt from right now, the Informants Panel. It also will include the WikiLeaks keynote, amongst all sorts of other things. But you have to give a call during this hour to 631-632-9872. Show your support for the radio station. I guarantee you, if only a couple of people call, unlike most other stations, that will make a big difference here. It really will. That is how sincere we are. That is how desperate we are. Because every penny literally counts. Now, it's strange that we're on a state university campus and we're living in third world conditions. But then again, it's not so strange. If you look around you, look around the country, you see an infrastructure that's basically third world at best. And all sorts of things falling apart while the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And the gulf between the two gets wider and wider. But yet, we somehow survive. We're able to keep doing this week after week, day after day. And it's because there are people like you out there listening, contributing, supporting financially, injecting your opinions, being part of the whole process. 631-632-9872. Let's take a listen to some of the more contentious parts of this particular exchange at the Next Hope. Remember, this, along with 39 other talks, you actually get more than 40 DVDs because some of the talks are more than one DVD. They're yours for a pledge of $75 to 631-632-9872. You don't want that? There's all kinds of other things we have here. Hats and tote bags and the usual. All kinds of neat things. We have volunteers in the volunteer room ready to take your phone call. 631-632-9872. Let's take a listen.
My quick question is when you decided to inform against Manning, why did you have to go to the media? Why didn't you just do it and keep it a secret and not seek any type of media exposure?
Primarily the same reason, because I support WikiLeaks, because I believe in transparency, and I believe...
No. Why didn't you just go to the law enforcement agencies and just keep it quiet and not go to Wired and tell them the story? Why did you have to go and talk to the media about this case? Why was that important to you?
Why do people here support WikiLeaks? Because they believe in a public's right to know. Why do I support WikiLeaks? Because I believe that in the majority of cases, the public has the right to know. I believe in this case, especially as much as it affects people in this room, people on the street who have never even fucking heard of it, they would have a right to know.
So they would have the right to know that... about Manning's activities, so you wanted to expose Manning through the press rather than just go to law enforcement?
Ultimately, there would have been a press release regarding Manning's activities from the...
arrest?
Come again?
From the arrest?
Yes. And
but that came much later. There was so much media about this, and then later he was arrested. So much media, you know, I was just curious of why you had to go to the media and why you couldn't keep it quiet. I was just curious.
It's a good question. I went initially to a journalist who I knew to be ethical, Kevin Lee Paulson, who is known to many of you here, and I gave him background on the case. I didn't tell him, go ahead and run with this. It was only after Manning...
But why did you call him? Like, why? Why didn't you just keep it a secret?
Well, I believe that I've answered that question...
Because the public's right to know.
At least twice now. Because the public has a right to know, and especially because WikiLeaks is so intimately tied to the... community that we have here and to many communities that believe in freedom of information, that they would also have a right to know, form their own decisions if they chose to do so, establish legal defense funds, because everyone has a right to be represented to the best of their ability. And the same reason that I went to Kevin with my arrest, because I felt that as a former hacker himself, he could represent the story better than the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal. No offense to anyone in the audience from there.
All right. Guiz has very graciously allowed us a couple of minutes to go over, so he's not going to attack us with his cooking utensils just yet. So I'd like to just, the three people who are standing now and the fourth person, you can sit down. Now, the three people, you get to ask questions really quickly, no one else. We have to end this at some point. I know we're all having such fun here. So one, two, and three, try to make it quick, and Adrian also.
You speak about supporting WikiLeaks and transparency, and this is the first time that we might have had actual transparency into what the Army was doing, and current transparency that might have changed the policy, that might have ended the war, saved lives over there in Iraq, and bought back the lives of those people that would be involved in those missions. So you say you're trying to prevent them from dying. This is the best way to do it. So why did you turn him in?
I have to disagree in the strongest possible terms. I don't believe that there is anything that Mr. Manning released that would have resulted in troops pulling out of Iraq, pulling out of Afghanistan in our intervention overseas, ending in any way. It may have caused change, but it would not have been positive change in my estimation.
Okay, we have room for two more. I see more than two people standing, so if your number is higher than two, please do not stand. Person number one, go ahead.
I was just wondering, I saw in an article that you were diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome when you were 29, and I know a lot of people in the community have it, including me. I was just wondering what your experience was with that. I know it's kind of a little unrelated.
I'll be brief because that's a little bit off topic, but it was eye-opening for me. I didn't really understand to some extent why I approached the world as much as I did, why I suffered from anxiety as much as I did, and talking to qualified medical professionals about it was very helpful. I feel a lot better about my life now than I did before I had a real proper diagnosis.
All right, next question. And, you know, there's two people still standing after that. I have to admire your courage. Okay, we'll let you speak as well. But that's it. Nobody else. Nobody else. And quickly, please.
All right, first about the cables. I trust WikiLeaks' judgment of what to release and what not to release. I think they've had an excellent record so far, and I trust WikiLeaks' judgment a lot more than I trust the government's judgment of what should be released and what should not be.
Secondly,
I think that it's pretty clear what's resulted from all of this so far, right? Manning is in a brig in Kuwait somewhere facing huge charges. Assange is underground. The ultimate release of these cables is in question. Who knows what's going to happen with it? And I think we need to be clear about what's acceptable to do and what's not acceptable to do. And I think you f***ed it up huge.
And with those words, we bring that excerpt to an end. That was from the Next Hope Conference. Adrian Lima, who turned in the alleged leaker of the 500,000 documents on the Iraq War that were released by WikiLeaks within the last couple of days. Contentious panel, contentious discussion, but we dealt with it head on. And I think that's what the hacker world does. That's what the non-commercial radio world does. And that talk on full DVD video and sound quality is yours for a pledge of $75, along with 39 others. That's one heck of a deal. We're crazy for offering it. And if you really want to make an impact on our DVD duplicating machine, give us a call, 631-632-9872. I find it hard to believe there aren't a lot of people out there that would be interested in this. I mean, this is front page news everywhere in the world, this kind of thing. But in addition to that, you get all kinds of other talks about lock picking, about privacy issues, about social engineering. You name it, it's in here. 40 talks from the Next Hope Conference, which took place in New York City in July of this year. 631-632-9872. I'd like to see one more phone call come in. I know there's somebody out there that appreciates this, that's interested in seeing firsthand what this is all about, and really becoming involved in the front line of a major story that's not only going to last a couple of months, it's going to last decades, because this is how information is gotten out to the world, to the people, by people telling other people, by leaks, by information you're not supposed to have. And that's what WikiLeaks is all about. Again, only one part of this amazing package we're offering to you tonight for $75. 631-632-9872. And again, we do have other levels as well. We have $25 level, $35 level, even beyond $75 levels. All kinds of ways you can participate and help this radio station out. Remember, your contributions are fully tax deductible. We take credit cards of all sorts. Most importantly, though, you're helping a true independent voice stay on the air, referring to the entire radio station, which has been on the air since 1977 and hopefully will continue despite the depressing outlook in the media landscape. Hopefully will continue for many decades to come. 631-632-9872, your call is a voice of support. Your call is an investment in this place. But even better than that, well, I don't know if it's better than that, but better for you in the short term, you get all these DVDs. You get at least 40 DVDs with all kinds of talks from what was probably the most amazing hacker conference this year, maybe yet, in the States. Maybe in the world. Who knows? 631-632-9872. We had thousands of people there, and everybody pretty much had a great time, learned a lot. And if you were there, you could not possibly have seen it all. And if you weren't there, well, you definitely didn't see any of it. So give us a call, 631-632-9872. Pledge your support. Now, I said tonight we're talking about control, because that is really what it's all about. It's about controlling access. And we have an example of that locally that has been taking place over the last week or so, more than a week. It's been going on for more than a week. There is a war in our own backyard, a war right here on Long Island, and New Jersey, and Connecticut, and Westchester. It involves two corporations fighting each other. Yeah, don't you hate when this happens? Two corporations get into a fight, and the people are the victims. I'm referring to the war between Cablevision and Fox. Now, Cablevision is our local cable provider, but it's not quite as small as that sounds, because they own Madison Square Garden, they own the New York Knicks, they own the daily newspaper here, Newsday. They own all kinds of things. It's incredible. You just keep finding out more and more of the things they own. Of course, they own different networks as well, which are carried on their cable system. Of course, Fox is owned by the News Corporation, and they own Fox News Channel. They own two TV stations here in New York City. They own two newspapers in the city. It's simply incredible the giants that these media companies have become. So, is it any wonder, when they get into a tiff of one sort or another, that the victims, the people who have to pay the price, are you and me? The people who pay the bills every month, the people who just try to earn an honest living. Yeah, since whatever day this started, what day was that? It was over a week ago, well over a week ago. Channel 5 and Channel 9, the two stations that are owned by News Corporation, and yeah, there are two stations in New York City owned by the same people. That's kind of amazing in and of itself, especially since they allegedly were rival networks. But yeah, the two individual stations are owned by the same people. Those are people, corporations, whatever. They're not people. I don't know what they are, but they're not people. Those two stations have been blacked out and replaced with, well, I'm going to play you what they've been replaced with. This is what you will see if you turn on Cablevision on either Channel 5 or Channel 9 in the New York area.
By now you know that News Corp has pulled Fox 5 and My9 from your Cablevision system, but you may not know that Cablevision has recently made several new offers to News Corp in an effort to compromise and settle this dispute. In fact, Cablevision has agreed to pay News Corp as much or more for Fox 5 than we pay every other broadcast network, including CBS, NBC, ABC, and Univision. But News Corp is demanding more in fees for Fox 5 than we pay all these other networks combined. Yet News Corp has not budged 1 cent off their demands for Fox 5. We believe News Corp has acted in bad faith by claiming publicly to be willing to compromise, while privately continuing to make the same take-it-or-leave-it demands. News Corp continues to hold sports fans hostage, denying access to the National League playoffs, NFL football, and the World Series unless we accept their unreasonable fee demands. Over 50 elected officials have called for the companies to submit to binding arbitration so an independent and neutral third party can decide what a fair and reasonable cost for Fox 5 should be. These elected officials include Senator Lautenberg and Senator Menendez of New Jersey. Cablevision immediately accepted the call for binding arbitration to reach a fair agreement and to return Fox 5 to the air. News Corp said no. We apologize for the inconvenience News Corp's actions have caused and ask you for your help. Call 1-877-NO-TV-TAX and urge your elected officials to call on the FCC to insist on binding arbitration to settle this dispute. Thank you for your patience.
And it loops over and over again.
By now you know that News Corp has pulled
Yeah, okay, you know, we've heard enough. And the thing is, it's really kind of annoys me, too. They cut the power to all the cable boxes in the area recently, the last couple of days, so that when you turned it on, it went to channel 1,998, I believe, and played the same message. So you had to see it. You were forced to see it. And I was kind of upset by that because in so doing, they also reset the default channel that it goes on. I had it set to channel 103, and they turned it to channel 4. It had been channel 5. The default station when you turn on your cable box had been channel 5. So I guess they're punishing channel 5 now by changing that to channel 4. But in effect, they wiped out my setting, and I have to reset it. That's a minor issue. I can deal with that. But this whole thing of barraging us with this information and basically... Yeah, holding us hostage. They're both doing it. They're both guilty. Let's hear Fox's side of the whole story. This came from a press release of a week ago. For several months, Fox has worked to reach an agreement with Cablevision based on the same fair terms already accepted by other providers in the market. Cablevision has refused to reach a deal. Now that the deadline has passed and its subscribers are paying the price for Cablevision's failure, the cable company is demanding government intervention. Specifically, they are calling for the FCC and politicians to step in and replace business-to-business negotiations with an arbitration process, while at the same time forcing Fox to allow Cablevision to carry our channels free of charge. A so-called standstill. Not only is this demand totally without merit, it is also the height of hypocrisy, since just 3 weeks ago, the Cablevision family submitted a filing with the FCC arguing against using arbitration or standstills to resolve disputes. The filing was submitted as part of the Cablevision family's ongoing dispute with Dish Network regarding the MSG and MSG Plus channels. In that circumstance, Cablevision is very much against any sort of government intervention. The fact that hundreds of thousands of New York area viewers have lost access to games of the New York Knicks, New York Rangers, New York Islanders, and New Jersey Devils does not seem to trouble them when they're on the other side of the table. In the filing, the Cablevision family argues that the commission may not compel MSG to involuntarily continue providing its programming to Dish without contravening the First Amendment. The public will not be well served by a precedent under which distributors need not negotiate in good faith, but can deliberately delay negotiations up to the brink of a programming pressure point, put forward a bad faith proposal, and then rely on the FCC to provide a one-sided standstill remedy that allows the distributor to jettison key consideration for the right to carry that service. The startling hypocrisy of Cablevision's position, demanding one set of rules for itself, the exact opposite set of rules for Fox, proves that it will say and do anything to protect its profits. It is no accident that the Cablevision family is involved in more disputes than any company in the industry. In just the past 12 months, that has included a dispute with AT&T in Los Angeles that led to the threatened loss of the AMC channel at the start of the Mad Men season, the loss of ABC 7 in New York, including the opening of the Oscars ceremony, the loss of Scripps Network's programming, including HGTV and Food Channel, the blocking of MSG HD and MSG Plus HD on Verizon Fios, AT&T UVerse, and Dish, denying all their distribution competitors access to News 12 on Long Island, and now the loss of Fox 5 and My 9. And, of course, New York area viewers still remember the year-long dispute that led to the loss of a full season of Yankees games. Cablevision is also denying non-Cablevision homes access to important and time-sensitive political views as recently as a week ago. They denied other distributors the right to carry coverage of the New York gubernatorial debate held at Hofstra University on Long Island. The fact is, Cablevision does not operate as other companies do with their customers' best interests as their top priority. Instead, they repeatedly look for fights that cause enormous collateral damage. Unfortunately, this damage is directly affecting millions of subscribers who, with each passing day, are missing some of the best sports, entertainment, and news programming available. Well, wow, it's something when the words start flying between two megacorporations like this. But seriously, guys, get it together. This is insane. What is happening to people in the area, missing out on the World Series, missing out on the Oscars, missing out on all kinds of programming, they're not going to remember who's right and who's wrong. I don't think. I'm not sure. We have a donator, Eric from Caledon, Canada.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Went for the DVD set.
It is awesome.
All right.
And so should everybody else be calling for the DVD set. There aren't that many of them, I understand.
We can make more. If we have to, we'll make more. It takes time. It's an investment. But 631-632-9872. Give us a call, and we'll make one for you. $75 pledge. But, it's crazy to see this. I don't understand how the whole thing works. Basically, Channel 5 and Channel 9. And what's funny about this is that everyone's talking about Fox 5. Nobody's talking about Channel 9. It's like everyone's forgotten about that channel, which is, I guess, kind of sad for them. But they, I imagine, pulled their signals to the cable provider, Cablevision, so that Cablevision has taken over those channels and is putting forth its own propaganda. Now, what I'm wondering is, would it be against the terms of any kind of agreement or against the law or anything like that if Channel 5 and Channel 9 continue to broadcast for free but simply put their own propaganda there instead? And if not, well, then that tells you that cable companies have a bit too much power where they can override a signal and put their own propaganda there instead. You know, it's all about this control. You give them control, and they will abuse it. And there are abuses here on both sides. First of all, we're talking about over-the-air television stations. Since when are over-the-air television stations subjected to such high fees in the first place? They're supposed to be free. You can turn on your TV set. Of course, now you have to get a big digital converter or HDTV or whatnot. But the way it's set up, you're supposed to be able to watch certain channels for nothing, because they're paid for with commercials, and it's a public service of the public airwaves. So yeah, you know, there's an expectation. You pay your cable bill, you expect to get certain channels, because that's part of the reason why you got cable in the first place. Originally, it was to improve the reception of those free television stations. But now there are fees on top of that, so that you can't simply get those stations for free anymore. You have to pay extra to get those stations. And that's what this is all about. But the thing is, there are just so many ways that this is being abused. Cablevision controlling all the channels, Cablevision controlling the networks, and Fox controlling the output of their particular broadcast frequencies and determining who can get it and who cannot. The whole thing needs to be settled, but settled while the station is on the air in the first place, so that people have the right to see what they're paying for. I don't think anyone's going to get a refund for this. I don't think anyone's going to get an apology from the people that are responsible. We're just going to keep getting more and more abuse. And what was alluded to in this Fox letter, it did in fact happen. It happened last Monday, a week ago Monday, during the gubernatorial debates, and apparently Cablevision had some kind of exclusive deal to that, and they refused to allow access to their competitors, specifically Verizon Fios. They allowed access to Time Warner because Time Warner isn't a competitor. They're in New York City, and Cablevision is not, at least not that part of New York City. But Fios competes with Cablevision, and they were denied access to something as important as the gubernatorial debate for the entire state of New York. That's an abuse. That's something that should not happen. You should not have that kind of power. You should not have the kind of power where you can simply cut off millions of homes because you're having a fight with somebody. They're not the ones that are at fault here. They should not be the ones to pay the price. Now, interesting story that was in news there. I'm going to read this to you. This appeared last week. It's entitled, How Cablevision Customers Can Still Catch Fox Shows. Because, well, people are looking for alternatives, aren't they? And you know what happened? There are some online alternatives, such as Hulu.com. And what happened was that Fox blocked anyone with a Cablevision IP from accessing those shows over the internet. It's like they're punishing the customers, saying, you're not allowed to watch this because you're paying Cablevision for a service. As if there was a choice with cable providers, there's only one. Okay, here are some alternate ways for Giants, Glee, and Ernie Anastas fans who are Cablevision customers to watch their shows, even though News Corp pulled Fox programming in a fee dispute. Number one, free over-the-air digital TV. As they have been since the dawn of TV, all local channels are broadcast free over the air, but you'll now need a digital converter to receive them. If you have an HD TV, chances are it has an HD tuner built in. If this is the case, all you need is a $25 Rabbit Ears HD antenna that can be bought at your local Radio Shack. Just make sure you also pick up a coaxial cable to connect the TV to the antenna. If you have an older TV without a built-in tuner, you can still pick up the free over-the-air HD channels with a combination of a digital converter box that can be found at Best Buy or Radio Shack for $60 and the HD antenna. If you're unsure whether your TV has a built-in tuner, just Google the TV's model number and ATSC digital tuner. Number two, you can stream over the Internet. There are dozens of sites online dedicated to streaming live TV, though their legality is in dispute. The quality of the streams isn't always great, but if you have a solid Internet connection, the broadcast can border on HD-like quality. As a bonus, most HD TVs can connect to laptops via VGA or HDMI connections. Episodes are normally posted 2 days or more after the episode airs, with the last 5 episodes usually available to stream on demand. Hulu.com also offers the same streaming service of some Fox shows as well as those of other broadcast channels. There are also dozens of sites online that stream live TV, although their legality is in dispute. The quality of the streams aren't always great, but if you... shouldn't that be the quality of the streams isn't always great? Yeah, Newsday, get it together, come on. The quality of the streams isn't always great, but if you have a solid Internet connection, the broadcast can border on HD-like quality. To replicate the TV viewing experience with these streaming sites, most HD TVs can connect to laptops via VGA or HDMI connections. Okay, so Newsday has provided us with 2 so far alternatives. Here's number 3. Go to a bar/restaurant. Most bars and restaurants are set up to deal with these sorts of blackouts. They either have a dedicated computer connected to their TVs or have a large outdoor antenna for the free over-the-air broadcasts. All right, 3 alternatives. Number 4, watch later on Fox.com and Hulu.com. Most Fox shows are also available on Fox.com and Hulu.com, although not immediately after they've aired on TV. Episodes are normally posted 2 days or more after the episode airs, with the last 5 episodes usually available to stream on demand. And the final alternative from Newsday on ways to get around the Cablevision outage. Buying videos on iTunes and Amazon.com. iTunes and Amazon carry full episodes of Fox shows that you can download in HD for $2.99 an episode. Each episode is posted a week after the original aired. The latest Glee, House, Raising Hope, and Lie to Me episodes are currently available, among others. Well, isn't that nice? Newsday has provided us with 5 different ways to get around this. But you know what they didn't do? They didn't tell you about alternatives to Cablevision itself. They didn't tell you, hey, you can subscribe to Fios and get Fox and Channel 9. Or you can subscribe to DirecTV and get Fox and Channel 9. Or you can subscribe to the Dish Network and get Fox and Channel 9. Why? Why would Newsday, our daily newspaper, omit those options, the most obvious options, ways to get the channels by simply using a different provider? Because they're owned by Cablevision. That's why. Abuse of power. Filtering information. Controlling what you hear, what you read, your alternatives. This is the danger of corporations taking over everything. We just allow it to happen. We allow the same corporation to own every single radio station in a market, to own multiple TV stations, to own sports teams, to own newspapers. This is what happens when we allow that. No better proof that it's a bad idea. If every station was owned by somebody else, if every newspaper was owned by somebody else, you'd have competition. You wouldn't have this overreaching control that basically prohibits you from hearing the other side. And what better example than this? Newsday. A lot of people don't know Newsday is owned by Cablevision. Newsday is a newspaper. They should be providing the news, but they didn't. They provided what Cablevision wanted them to provide and nothing more. Wow. Now, it gets even better. Gets even better. Fox has served Cablevision with a cease and desist letter. Yeah, it's funny. It really is. If you don't take TV too seriously, and I don't, you can laugh at this, but I know there are a lot of people who really enjoy seeing the World Series and various TV programs, and people might not have computers to start with. And it's not fair to them, especially when you force them to pay. But, yeah, Fox has served them as of today with a cease and desist letter. Listen to this. Today, Fox delivered a demand that Cablevision cease and desist encouraging theft of copyrighted material. As was reported in today's New York Daily News, Cablevision is apparently directing subscribers to illegal websites to view Fox shows, as well as coverage of NFL games and Major League Baseball's playoffs, all copyrighted content. Copyright law exists to protect the very creative freedoms that fuel our industry. As both a creator and owner of intellectual property, not to mention major sports franchises, Cablevision knows better and should immediately call an end to this unlawful activity. Well, I'm not really sure what it is they're referring to in specific. I'm going to the Daily News site right now. I should have done that before, actually. Certainly it can't be sites like Hulu and things like that, because they're not illegal. They're in fact endorsed by the major networks. And the thing that really is kind of crazy here is that these are free television shows. They're aired over broadcast medium. So I don't understand how any site that shows this can be illegal. But that's just, I guess, my naivete at work there. But yeah, this is what it's boiling down to, saying that Cablevision is encouraging copyright theft. Yeah, it's crazy. So go to Fox.com for their side of the story. Go to Cablevision.com for their side of the story if you care about this at all. I think it's relevant simply because it shows the abuse of power when you give this kind of power to any corporation, whether it's Fox, whether it's Cablevision, whether it's anybody. And I'm looking at I'm sorry if I sound disjointed, but I'm looking at the Daily News site right now. I see nothing mentioning this. I'll continue looking, but I don't see any mention. Perhaps what they're alleging is that representatives are telling them on the phone sites they can go to. Well, you know, I'll tell you sites you can go to. It's not that hard to figure out. There are all kinds of ways. If you simply mask your IP and make it appear like you're coming from a different country, you can watch all sorts of different things. You can watch it on Canadian TV channels. Go to their website. You'll be able to stream these things. It doesn't make any sense how Fox is hurt by this. If you're watching it over a television set that's not plugged into anything, or if you're watching it over the Internet, the only way it hurts them is it might make them seem a bit foolish, demanding all this for something that is available for free. Very sad. Again, our phone number is 631-632-9872. Show your support for an independent voice, a voice that will not control what it is you see on your television set, what it is you read in your newspaper, and all sorts of other things like that. We've had a couple of calls come in, but, you know, we could do with a lot more, and this is our opportunity to really give back to the radio station. 631-632-9872. That's our phone number. And as we said, we're offering... roughing probably one of the most interesting excerpts from one of the most interesting conferences that have happened in years, and I'm talking about the conference that basically ended in July, or began in July and ended in July, having to do with computer hackers, freedom of speech, copyright issues, all kinds of things like that.
What you want to know.
And in fact, we're hearing part of it right now underneath us. This is only one of 40 talks that you will get for a pledge of to 631-632-9872.
You can line up behind the second microphone there.
Yeah. Allowing people to speak, that's what it's all about, right? Let's listen to a little bit of this. We'll come back and have some closing thoughts, hopefully. But I would like to see at least one person call in to 631-632-9872, show their support for freedom of speech, for the free airwaves, and in return, get 40 DVDs, 40 talks from the Next Hope, including this one having to do with the turning in of the WikiLeaks leaker by somebody in the hacker community. Let's listen.
Sitting high and dry, if they needed consular assistance, if they were arrested abroad by a country that suddenly decided that they weren't too friendly with the U.S. anymore, if you approve, if you assume the worst possible scenario, that it actually does expose the identities of people involved in intelligence operations, or even have the appearance of being involved in intelligence operations by being employees of consulates, missions, and embassies abroad, then you have the very real possibility that lives will be lost.
Adrian, can I ask you a question? If it had just been the video, just the video that had been released a few months ago, and not the 260,000 classified documents, what would you have done then?
Absolutely not. And I'm not going to win any friends in the federal government by saying this. But
you wouldn't have turned them in, you're saying?
Say again?
You wouldn't have turned them in based on just the video.
When I knew about the video, I did not contact anybody regarding his activities. I didn't think that there was anything to be gained by it. When it was the documents, I thought that there was a possibility that they could be recovered, or at the very least that there could be a reduced probability that they would be released if the government had the opportunity to take prompt action. And I know that this isn't a crowd that's always friendly towards the government. Hell, I haven't always been friendly towards the government. To this day, I'm not friendly towards all arms of the government. Thank you. I explicitly requested that no FBI agents that were involved in investigating hackers, that nobody that was involved in anything except for investigating computer crimes involving classified national security systems be involved in the investigation. Those are my terms. That was the only way that I was going to sit down with any investigators and talk to them. And they're like, that's it? Well, sure. And it was a surprisingly pleasant undertaking in the sense that I was never coached when I didn't remember something from the logs. Nobody said, well, are you sure it couldn't have been this way? Are you sure it couldn't have been that way? They simply said, okay, we're going to redact that from the affidavit then. I think that the government behaved themselves better than a lot of people would give them credit for. To set the record clear, I'm not an informant. I'm a witness in a criminal case. It's not that different in my eyes from being a witness in any other case that could involve potential loss of life.
Well, Adrian, you say it's been a pleasant experience for you, working with the government on this, I guess, but Bradley Manning, the alleged leaker, is currently sitting in prison in Kuwait, I believe, and he could be locked up for the rest of his life. How do you feel about that?
I think that it's a little bit ludicrous to say that Bradley Manning is going to be tortured. We don't do that to our citizens.
That's still open to debate. Let's put it that way.
And it depends on your definition of torture.
But let him answer the question.
But
how do you feel about whatever state you think he's in right now because of your actions?
He's not far from where he was to begin with when he signed up for an all-volunteer army, signed the forms indicating that he would handle classified material appropriately. He took, even if you're just talking about the video, the colloquially called collateral murder video, he took it from a JAG, the Judge Advocate General's office, officer's computer. That indicates that they were investigating it most likely at that time, and he could have compromised that investigation. So if there was a war criminal involved here, they could walk free because evidence was compromised as a result of Mr. Manning's actions.
I'm not sure what people are applauding for. The war criminals walking free, or I don't know. All right,
Adrian.
People, Okay, listen, no shouting out. If you want to ask a question, step up to the microphone. Since no one's at the microphone now, people on the panel, ask Adrian whatever you want.
I'd like to interject for a second. There's one thing that I'm not really understanding that I'm dying to know, and I'm sure many people in the audience are dying to know, is why you're a witness. A person that, in my estimation, is of no particular import to this case whatsoever. Why did this soldier approach you with this information? That's what I'm not understanding.
I think only Mr. Manning can really answer that question. I don't know what was going through his mind necessarily. He indicated that... Well, I'm going to backtrack a little bit.
Didn't he contact you because you were in Wired magazine and he saw you and
he
thought that you'd be a friend to him?
He indicated that he had seen my name in a search on Twitter for WikiLeaks. And the reason for that is that I have been a longtime supporter of WikiLeaks and am to this day. I believe that the mission is important. I think that they should continue to go forward, and I think that they should focus on oppressive regimes throughout the world that... Is anyone in this room being oppressed right now?
Well, not by us, I hope. All right. We have some audience questions. Let's start with the first one. Then please, no speeches. Make it short, succinct. Let's try not to shout anybody down. Let's hear what we have to say. Go ahead.
So I appreciate your willingness to stand up in front and talk to us, but the stuff that I'm hearing you say, and I'm talking to Adrian here in case that wasn't clear, the stuff that I'm hearing you say has a lot of American exceptionalism in it. Like, you seem to think that American lives are worth more than the lives that, for example, were being taken in the collateral murder video. I want to know how you justify that.
Actually, I haven't said that at all. What I've said is that there may have been war criminals involved, those being the helicopter pilots. I wasn't there. I can't say for sure, but that there was apparently an investigation going on based on the fact that the video was found in the computer of an officer of the judicial branch of the military, and that investigation may have been compromised. So if anything, I'm saying that there were Americans involved who may have been involved in misconduct based on looking at the video. I would encourage people throughout the audience to look at it in its full unedited form, but nevertheless, even in its unedited form, it does appear somewhat damning.
You're not answering my question about why you think that the potential American lives, say, tourists in other countries, who might have, you know, might feel worse or might be more scared because people think Americans are jerks because our actual activities are being exposed.
All right. When I listen to you.
My question is why you thought those were privileged above the lives that we are taking every day in Iraq and Afghanistan. Why are you willing to privilege those the lives of...
Because those are the lives that I had the opportunity to try to affect positively. I am not holding a machine gun. I'm not sitting in Afghanistan. I'm not shooting at people that are in their own hearts and minds trying to follow their own conscience, be it a misguided or be it a correct action. I don't have standing to say. There's a very good quote that a friend of mine, who of all things is a little league umpire, uses very often when one of his calls is questioned, and that's, "Well, okay, I appreciate your input, but what did you see from where I was standing?" And generally speaking, the answer is not a damn thing, because they were in the bleachers.
All right, let's move on to the next question.
Okay, so I'm pretty much like stepping up as a follow-up, because I do not think that you understood what the guy before me asked. The problem is that your political viewpoint, your viewpoint on why you acted like you acted, is highly U.S.-centric. That's the point. It's not about that you want to, whatever, it's U.S.-centric. It's, I'm from Europe, I do not care about the U.S. government, and actually I do not care... And I don't give a shit about my government because I think that nation states are crap, okay? And we should not in any way support nation states in whatever they do in their bullshit, okay? I
mean, we're listening to an excerpt from The Next Hope, which is part of a DVD set we're offering tonight. And not just like just for this hour, just for the next 6 minutes. For calls to 631-632-9872. We're listening to a confrontation or perhaps an intervention with the member of the hacker community who turned in the alleged WikiLeaks leaker. In fact, we're finding out quite a bit about some of the documents this week that were leaked and how it affects people's opinions of the war and America's actions in Iraq and Afghanistan. This was something that we felt was very important to do, since we had a lot of the key players showing up at the conference. We figured rather than avoid the issue, we'd plunge right into it and confront it head on. And the result was a very interesting exchange. As you can see, Adrian Lamo, the person who turned in Bradley Manning, the alleged leaker, he has his supporters as well as his detractors. And I think it's very important that we listen to each other no matter how strongly we feel about one side or another. And that's kind of what this place is, a microcosm of dialogue. And that's why we're offering it tonight. But not just this one talk. This talk went for 90 minutes, and it's all available on video. But you also get 39 more. It's an incredible deal. And a lot of these talks are really informative, educational, and just plain fascinating. Join the callers on the line now, 631-632-9872. Again, this offer only extends to the top of the hour. And it's a pledge of $75, 631-632-9872. That's our phone number. And you'll get that DVD set, plus the knowledge of, that's weird. Someone came into the room and they didn't appear. An invisible person is in the room, I guess. Okay, 631-632-9872. Please give a call, show your support, and encourage this kind of thing. As opposed to what we were reporting earlier with Fox and Cablevision shenanigans. And by the way, I did find the story in the Daily News about this, and apparently it was a taped call to a representative. A Fox employee called Cablevision and got them to say that there are other sites where you can download things illegally, quote-unquote, and it's by no means proven that that is in fact what happened. But, you know, I say so what? Download whatever you want. These are free television shows in the first place. I don't get it. I don't get what the issue is. It's all about controlling what you can and cannot do. Not unlike, and I only have a minute or so to summarize this, because last week Kyle was here. We were talking about our adventures in Canada, the crap they put us through. Oh, my God. Getting the smart car fixed. Eventually, we got the thing fixed, drove it all the way down to the United States, dealt with the customs idiots at the border on I-91 in Vermont. Hi, guys. Had our car torn apart, our pockets searched, questioned for well over an hour, and I think I caught a cold as a result of sitting next to a drafty window for all that time and not being allowed to move. But we did it. We did it. We got the car fixed. We got back into the country. We accomplished these amazing things that, you know, shouldn't be so amazing. Should be pretty run-of-the-mill. You should be able to take your car to any mechanic you want and get it fixed. But no, you have to take it to a particular mechanic because of the access codes in your car. Well, guess what? The car broke again. Yeah, as soon as we got it back down to New York, something happened to the alternator. And, of course, nobody here knows how to fix that. You need the computer codes. You need the access. You need the control. And we just don't have it. Not yet. If anyone has access to the service manual of the Smart for Two 2005 edition diesel, please send it on over. Send the part. I don't care if it's illegal. Send the part that tells how to replace an alternator so that I can give that to my awesome local mechanic who can figure out how to do this on his own, so I don't have to tow the thing all the way back to Canada to get a simple part put in. You know, this is the kind of ridiculous crap that we're being faced with every day. All right, we're done with the DVD excerpts. But again, give us a call at 631-632-9872. Show your support. Get the DVDs. Keep free speech alive. Put the control back in your hands. OTW@2600.com is our email address. 631-632-9872 is our phone number. And this is a pretty cool song. Good night. There are more atoms in...
single glass of water and glasses of water in the oceans of the earth. A blue whale's heart is the size of a VW beetle, and you could swim through its arteries. An adult human has 2 to 9 pounds of bacteria in his or her body. Cleopatra lived closer in time to the first moon landing and to the building of the Great Pyramid. 54 million people alive right now will be dead within 12 months. Fold over a piece of paper 42 times and it will reach the moon. What a mad, mad world. The chances are high that 120 years from now I won't be thought of daily just another person who lived on Earth. You see your nose at all times. Your brain just chooses to ignore it. Optimus Prime and Eeyore were the same guy. Same with Megatron and Scooby-Doo. Duck Hunt is two-player. A controller in port two controls the ducks. Blue whale is more closely related to a cow than a cow is to a horse. What a mad, mad world. Reality exists